As expected, Attorney General Bob Ferguson wants to skip the Court of Appeals and take the capital gains tax straight to the state's highest court. Opponents of the law got a favorable ruling earlier this month from a Douglas County judge who agreed the capital gains tax is a form of income tax that violates the state constitution's uniformity clause. Backers insist it's an excise tax and say it's needed to make Washington's tax code more fair and provide a stream of funding for such things as early learning and child care. Majority Democrats in the state legislature approved the new tax last year, targeted at wealthier Washingtonians, and imposes a 7% tax on gains above $250,000 from the sale of such things as stocks and bonds. The plaintiffs who sued to overturn the tax include business owners and others who would likely be subject to paying it. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.